Well, hello everybody, and welcome to the Vinyl Treasure Show, special Thursday afternoon edition of the Vinyl Treasure Show on this April 30, 2026. And we want to welcome to the program guest collector Bill Obe here, making his first visit here to the Vinyl Treasure Show in 2026. Welcome, Bill, to the program.
Thank you, Johnny, and I would like to start with a little introduction to this show. Welcome to Johnny G's Vinyl Treasure Show for April 30th, 2026. Johnny and myself, the guest host. I am presenting today a special self-titled program, Bill Obe's Thursday Afternoon Record Library of Vocal Group and Rhythm and Blues and 1950s Artists. I am seeking to recapture some fond memories of the 1970s when record friends were invited to my home to hear music for my personal collection. Some folks name the event Saturday Afternoon at Bill's House. The following individuals attended these events, to be mentioned only by first name. Some of the attendees were Al, Doris, Chris, Harry, Bruce, Nick, and Ronnie I. Wayne Sturley and I communicated in the mid-1970s for a number of years by oral cassette tape letters. Wayne was a close friend and very important in the music of vocal group artists. Johnny and I have selected from my collection lesser-known quality recordings, which many tracks are likely have not been played on his shows. I will seek to provide background on the music and artists, along with some personal experiences incurred over the many years of my music involvement. So let's begin the show we did with the Buddy Johnson Orchestra, Shuffle and Rolling, Decca 928293, New York City Session 1952. Buddy Johnson was the writer. He also played tenor sax. Born in Darlington, South Carolina, recorded for Decca starting in 1939. The band frequently made appearances at the Savoy Ballroom in New York City. Long successful recording career was established in the 1940s and the 1950s. The initial owner of Johnson Records was Hiram Johnson, who was Buddy's brother. The instrumental track starting today's show is, in my opinion, a powerhouse beginning.
Yeah, you said it, Bill. I need that record.
The story behind that record, just Brooks Record Shop in the late 1970s were selling out their inventory as they were getting ready to close in Plainfield, New Jersey. And I went to the record store, and the folks required an escort to watch you if you went to the basement to look at records. Okay. And I went to the basement, and the Buddy Johnson record was there on the original Decca label, original sleeve also. And that's how I acquired that record. We are now going to play the flip side of the same record with vocalist Ella Johnson and the Bee Gees. The Bee Gees were members of his band. And the writer, again, Buddy Johnson. This is a two-sided excellent R&B record. So we're going to hear the vocal, Baby, You're Always on My Mind.
Okay, here we go, folks.
Baby, you're always on my mind. Baby, time.
Okay, Bill, what did we hear?
Buddy Jackson Orchestra, vocalist Ella Johnson, his sister, and the BJs, Baby, You're Always on My Mind. In 1953, they switched labels from Decca to Mercury and had a number of rock and roll rhythm and blues hits. And they, in the 40s, they were very much the orchestra into jazz. Our third recording today is an artist, B. Booker, unlisted vocal group, Peacock Record, 51682, Don Roby, Houston, Texas, Billboard Review, March 10th, 1958, 3 stars, which meant very good. This female artist released 1 powerhouse record for the label. And we're going to play B. Booker, unlisted vocal group, Comfort in My Heart.
I'll brush all your tears away.
Wah, wah.
Blues have gone to stay.
Wah, wah.
Be on your merry way.
Wah, wah.
Because I feel comfort in my heart. In my heart.
In my heart.
In my heart.
In my
What a record. Powerhouse record. Again, B. Booker, unlisted vocal group, Comfort in My Heart, from the year 1958. The next recording we're going to play on this show, and when folks would come to my house, they would sometimes ask questions or ask to see certain records, or I might mention a story. The next recording by Fats Domino is a story. Imperial Promo 540745, Session Masters Recorders, Hollywood, California, June 27, 1956. Dave Bartholomew, New Orleans talent scout, discovered Antoine Fats Domino in the 1940s. And Lou Chud signed him to Imperial Records in 1949. Blueberry Hill, which is the record we're going to play, was his biggest selling R&B record at number one for 11 weeks in the fall of 1956 on the R&B chart. I have some fond memories. This record was really a favorite of mine. And I believe I was 10 years old, and the Perry Como Saturday night show had Fats Domino as a guest. The date was February 2nd, 1957. Johnny's showing you the catalog in my record collection, catalog, what he sang, my notes, and a photo of Fats with another one of his releases in 1956. This original promo record, Blueberry Hill, had to be recalled because there was a pressing error at 1 minute and 6 seconds where a tape dragging effect can clearly be heard on the record.